Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
All right, John, we got some follow-up about Blade Runner. And this comes right hot on the heels of Bubo being revealed to be a robot, which is, as you said, how do you like our owl? There's an owl and a snake in Blade Runner. Are they robots? We're getting into robot animals now. Things are really going to the robot dogs here.
So the snake, the difficulty we got into the replicant episode, like this is based on a short story where animals are not around a lot and are rare and or having a living thing, having a real sheep or something is a big deal. And in the movie, at some point it's like, you know, do you think if I could afford a real snake or a real whatever, do you think I would be here? The idea is that living things are somehow really rare and expensive, and it's actually cheaper to get like a knockoff one made by, you know, Tyrell Corporation or something. So when they find a snake scale somewhere and they're looking at it and they zoom way in and it's like, oh, this snake scale has like a serial number on it or something. I haven't seen this movie in a while. Sorry, I'm getting the details wrong. And that marks it as, you know, being a engineered thing rather than a regular living thing. Same thing with the owl. How do you like our owl? We don't learn much about that owl, but on set, it's just a plain old real owl, right? Because it's not like Bubo where it's looks mechanical. I think they do a little bit of stuff with the eyeball to make you think that maybe it's a little robotic, but it's just an owl, right? In both those cases, though, like we got to zoom in on that snake scale pretty close with a microscope. It did not look robotic. It looked just like a snake scale with maybe a microscopic little thing etched into it. So I have to think that these engineered creatures are kind of like the vat-grown mussel, you know, that we have today, that it's made of snake stuff, right? The owl is made of owl stuff, especially since we don't have any information on the snake or the owl that, like the replicants, they're somehow super strong or much stronger than regular snakes or regular owls. For all we know, they're made to be indistinguishable from regular snakes and regular owls, even to the point where you go under a microscope. It's not like you keep going to a microscope and suddenly you see little tiny metal struts or nanomachines. It's snake all the way down. Right. So I'm going to say the snake's not a robot, and neither is the owl.
So just basically, like, I mean, I guess you were on the fence about replicants because we didn't know enough information about the sort of like the bioengineering of them. But it sounds to me like this is similar to replicants.
The replicants, we never had animals. A point where they're like zoomed in on their cells with a microscope, right? And we know the replicants can do stuff that humans can't. They're way stronger and way smarter and way faster. And we don't have that information about the animals.
Yeah, but we don't see that owl and be like, oh, that owl flies way faster than an actual real owl. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Robot or not.